Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think John's living in his fears. I think you are too, quite frankly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This guy's coming at everyone today, isn't he?
I don't want him to start week one.
I don't want to ruin him.
Yes, it does. Well, if he's the best quarterback, he should start.
Nobody ever said anything about ruining him.
You're talking about the first six games are a gauntlet. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, it's an unfair spot. It's an unfair spot to put a rookie quarterback in.
Frank Schwab called it
the hardest first six games of a schedule we've seen in covering 20 years of professional football. You want to throw that guy out there for week one with that?
Frank Schwab or Shador?
Shador, you goober.
You're still pissed about the Lockett thing.
Well, that was just... From the Band of Brothers Watch It Sometime guy to just bust toss a teammate trying to look cool in front of John Fanta. I just thought you were above that is all. But now I'm gonna be frozen anytime I try to do anything like that now. I'm gonna be like, is Nick gonna go for it? Is he not gonna go for it? Ah. June 17th, you might have just ruined a lot of bits moving forward.
I gotta tell you, what's your favorite Christopher Walken movie? He's 90, he's been 1,000 movies, all of which are great with him in it. And so, yeah.
Did you freeze? Did you just not come up with one of your favorites?
I couldn't decide it.
Okay, that's a nicer answer than what happened on the air.
And I thought it was funny if I'd bird dug you a little bit there.
See, you just wrecked it. You see, you had it with a... you're coming from the improv king over there. I would have thought you'd be quick on your feet.
No, I got Walken's IMDb memorized.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Christopher Walken. I'm not asking you for some, like... Slappy that has appeared in two films. It's Christopher Walken.
The movie, The Rundown. That's exactly.
You haven't thought of your favorite Christopher Walken movie. What are you doing?
What's your favorite Christopher Mintz Plasse movie? Well, it's Role Models or it's Superbad. I guess I'll go with Superbad. He's been in two movies. Christopher Walken is Hollywood.
That's why it should be easy to come up with one.
No, that's why it's impossible. You're choosing between 20 awesome roles.
Wait. Did you have a hard time choosing because you're not as quick-witted as you thought you were? Or did you try to bird dog me because you're trying to tank the show?
Can it be both?
You tell me which happened.
Can it be both?
I don't think it can be. I think it's an either or.
No.
This is like the $200, $10,000 question here. You got to choose one. You can't have both.
I eat at the buffet of life.
Is that what happens?
I can be a D for multitude of reasons,
yeah.
Mostly for fun, but also because I didn't want to cheapen my Christopher Walken take. There's a lot of people out there that they're playing scoreboard with takes, and if I said the wrong movie,
I'm not buying it. You're going after Kenny Pickett's aunt. You're going after other Cleveland sports talk radio hosts in the city. You're unhinged today.
Thank you.
You're unhinged today.
I really am. This is good. But no, you guys are cowards. If you think Shador can play, he should be out there week one.
Am I upset if he wins the job and starts week one? Of course not.
So you're not going to do the preemptive? Not. Guys, this is super hard. Tamp down the expectations. You're not going to do that?
I probably will do some of that, but I would do that anyway if he starts week seven or week one. Like, he still is a rookie quarterback. Like, you can't... The people that think he's going to go out there and just be Jaden Daniels right away, I think he's got a chance to be good right away. He's not going to be Jaden Daniels right away.
But isn't the idea of him starting week one doesn't mean that he's done...
The reality is, if you start week one for the first 6 weeks of the season, with the exception of J.J. McCarthy, I'll throw that in there because that's a mixed bag right now, but you're not going to be the better quarterback in any of those games. And that's not a slight to Shador that you're not better than Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and everybody else that this team is playing.
Yeah, none of the Browns quarterbacks are going to be with them.
That's kind of the point. But with Joe Flacco, you at least have a chance to go out there, let him take the beating, and then week seven, week eight, week nine, you get him off to a better start.
I cannot be the only one hearing JP living in his fear here.
It's not living in my fear. It's living in reality, friend, is what it is. Let Joe Flacco be the punching bag and get beat up out there. And then you put Shador out there week seven, and then we're off to the races.
Everyone knows it's just easy. It's easier after that, right? It's the NFL.
It will be.
Can you play or can you not play?
No, it will be easier.
So, like, this is where the rubber meets the road.
The idea that all teams are created equal is just, it's just foolish.
Well, no, but this is where the rubber meets the road and what's driving me crazy. Like, guys, we should want Shador to win the job. Because if he does, he's the guy last on the totem pole. meaning he has to do the most to get the job.
No, but I think
so. Him just getting the week one start.
This job is different. This isn't like if you win the job week one,
start him.
If you win the job week one, you are not promised all 17 games. No part of that. No part of that exists within this current tryout.
You can say
that
about any quarterback.
No, but you can't say that in most quarterback situations across the NFL. Like, if you are the starter week one, most quarterbacks in the NFL, you got a chance to play all 17 games. That's not what's promised here. There's nothing promised here. If you go 0-6 to start the season, even if Shador looks good in that stretch there, there's still a chance. Stefanski trying to save his job, all these other factors that we have to factor in, the crowd gets restless, and all of a sudden, Shador doesn't get a real shake.
Do you believe in him or not?
Yes, of course, but I just want him to get an actual real shake at this whole thing.
If you start week one, that's the realest shake you can get. If
it's
a
not
rookie
the
starts
shake
week
you can
one,
get.
He'll have a leash starting week one more than any other quarterback, more than Joe Flacco.
If you were to tell
Flacco's
me right now,
6 weeks
I start Shador week one, and I got to week 12, and you won't make a decision until week 12, I'd sign on the dotted line. Because by week 12, he will have shown you everything you need to see. But that's not what's promised or guaranteed within this quarterback battle.
But nothing's
and
promised
once
or guaranteed.
You start losing
it's
games,
a crapshoot.
Knowing the Browns and knowing how Haslam and company work, once you start losing games, they make dumb decisions. So yeah, maybe that's a part of me that's living in my fears, is that they would make a decision to move off of Shador too premature, not giving him the right chance to actually prove himself.
So
and
you don't want you premature
it,
Shador.
Before you know, that's come on now.
You don't want premature Shador. That's what you're saying right now in front of everybody.
I don't want premature Shador.
All right. Mac, does that sound like cowardice to you?
Does anyone want premature anything?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mac, does that sound like cowardice to you?
I think you want a nice, steady everything.
It sounds like he's giving himself enough of a cushion.
Yeah. It sounds like you're being a coward, too. I'm going to just call everybody
guess
up.
Who's back?
Jake?
Guess who's back in the chair? The Bowie's back this week, Mac.
Jake, let me ask you.
Bowie's back in the chair.
Just worries about premature Shador. Does that sound just a little bit
it's
like
just
cowardice
logical.
To you?
It's just logical.
No, it's logical. I agree with JP here.
Oh, you're living your fears because you're
Jake.
A shahonk, too.
Shahonk. Jake just knows good quarterback play when he sees it.
Yeah.
He loved Baker the same way I love Baker. He likes Shador Sanders. He just knows just a good quarterback guy.
Hey, guys, we can't start Baker week one.
Just as a good quarterback. And
the
Hugh Jackson,
tomorrow,
and Hugh Jackson didn't, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's the logic we want to go
with.
It was
dumb.
If
Hugh Jackson
did. Hugh Jackson's here, baby. Let's roll with that.
Hugh Jackson congratulated
mantra.
Him on HBO for winning the backup quarterback job.
Ooh, Mike in a car agreeing with Shador. Mike, is it fair to say you don't want premature Shador as well?
You know what? It's absolutely ridiculous to think that a fifth-round rookie quarterback would start for a NFL team. It's ridiculous. I don't care what the circumstances are that he fell that far. He's still a fifth-round quarterback. So, I mean, you want that starting for your NFL team? I mean,
well, eventually,
ridiculous.
Mike. Yes.
I do want him to win the job because that means he's the best guy for the job. That means he beat out the other three quarterbacks. That's the best way to win the job.
I agree with you there. Win the job, but don't put him out there week one.
Why? What's the difference between week one and week seven? I just don't get it, bud.
Because, you know what? You're throwing him to the wolves. You're throwing a kid to the wolves. Put Flacco or Pickett out there to start the season. Let him learn. Let him see what these guys are doing as an NFL starter. You know, and then you know, 5, 6, 7 games into the season, then give him a start.
Mike, we disagree, but I appreciate you and I thank you for your call.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Guys, any time they put him on the field is throwing to the wolves. They don't have a true number one receiver. Who knows if they have a number one running back? Who knows how good that O-line will be? Who knows how good that defense will be? Like, there's a lot of things to say. And listen, I wanted to ask Mike in the minute, but I kind of stepped over him, so I wanted to give him a chance to kind of finish his thought there. But it's like, did we feel the same about like Dylan Gabriel? Like, at what point is it just, it's too much to ask? Like, I don't give a rip that he's a fifth-round pick. You thought he was a second round. You thought he should be taken with the number two pick in the draft. So if he was the number two pick in the draft, there's not a shot in hell we'd want anyone other than Shedeur Sanders to start week one.
The Patriots did it last year with Drake May. They didn't start him right away.
If Shedeur Sanders was the number two pick in this
draft, Drake May was the third overall pick.
Would you want Shedeur?
Drake May was the third overall
pick.
Don't
give me
Drake
May. I'm giving you, what do you want?
I'm telling you what is happening. There's a million different ways that you can do this.
Answer the question. Do not run. I want the truth. Not a walking movie, but very good. If Shedeur Sanders was the number two pick.
I think it'd be an unfair start to anybody's NFL career.
So if Shedeur was the 33rd pick.
This schedule, I think it's an why would that change from second to 33rd?
The schedule, if he's good enough, if he can hang, he can hang. Like if he's a good enough player, like he might struggle a little bit. Yeah, he's a rookie quarterback.
No, and I told you before. I just told you in this segment. I don't trust the Browns to have him start 0-6 and say we need to keep this thing going.
Sounds like
and
you don't
the
trust
way,
Shedeur.
The way that no, I don't trust this team in a lot of ways, and I don't trust the Browns. I don't trust what this team is constructed. And so if they start 0-6, any quarterback that they throw out there, and there's a real likelihood they start 0-6, is going to get run out.
216-474-0092. We didn't expect to do this. Is it cowardice if you are a Shahonk and you say you don't want Shedeur starting week one?
We know how this goes. We want to put him in the best chance to actually succeed.
No, we don't. He's not the number one pick in the draft.
Sorry, I want to put him in the best chance to possibly succeed.
No, I want him to be good enough to play in the NFL. That's what I want. And this idea that week one is some Herculean effort. Guys, yep, the Browns stink. Their schedule's really tough. There's no easy part of this. Like, you got to throw him to the wolves because you got to see if he can fight the wolves off. I don't know. I was trying to land a plane on that. Andrew Barry, Kevin Stefanski, and the Browns package deal in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.